Good evening. It's Wednesday, April 20th, 4/20/2022. It's a little bit after 7:30. This is a meeting of the KPFK Local Station Board Governance Committee. This is Michael Novick, the chair of the LSB, and I guess we'll go through the roll again, if you don't mind, Ralph. Yeah, you're muted, Ralph.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace present. Alan Beek?
Alan Beek is here.
Alan Beek is here. Fred Blair?
Present.
Fred is present. Sue Cohen-Johnson? Marisol Cruz? Bella DeSoto?
Present.
Thank you, Bella. Raymond Goldstone?
Present.
Raymond is present. Ralph is here. Michael Heiss?
You're muted,
sorry,
Michael.
Sorry, I had to unmute. Yes, I'm here.
Okay, Michael's here. Eric Jacobson?
Here.
Eric's present. Kim Kaufman? Kim Kaufman?
Here.
Thank you, Kim. Oye Oyeyipo? King Riley? Myla Reason?
I'm here.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
Here.
Lawrence is here. Ziri Rideau? Paul Roberson?
Present.
Paul is present. Janine Roan?
Present.
Janine present. Ruth Strauss?
Here.
Thank you, Ruth. Polina Vasiliev? Beth Von Guten?
Here.
Thank you, Beth. Andrew Weiss? Michael Novick?
Present.
Christina Avalos?
Here.
Okay, thank you. So there was the basic agenda for the governance committee that was posted, and there was a request from Beth Van Gunten to add an item regarding the housekeeping.
This is Kim. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Kim.
Well, first of all, we don't have a real agenda, so we don't really know what items we're dealing with tonight, number one. And number two, I would like to make a motion to put on the agenda that the group decide on what time to meet. Next time, you arbitrarily set it at 7:30, and I would like to propose that we meet earlier, like 4 or 5 o'clock. So put that, please, under housekeeping.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella DeSoto. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Bella.
First of all, before we go on, the agenda must be approved before any additions or reductions are done on the agenda. Secondly, I would like to also join Janine Ron requesting an accurate membership list of this committee. Most people that have been called are not members of this committee, and it is upon the chair responsibility to keep tabs on that with the secretary. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. So I'll read the draft agenda that was posted to the KPFDX, and we can discuss it further. And if people want to add the items that were mentioned, we can do so at that point. It's a call to order and roll call, approve the draft agenda, set a time certain for adjournment, appoint timekeepers for items and speakers, approve the minutes, consideration of motions submitted to the Governance Committee for action, review other committee business items, draft the agenda for the local station board meeting, and adjourn. So I heard several additions that people would like to make. One from Beth Van Gunten is that we disable chat for the meeting because not everybody can see the chat. Kim Kaufman wants to add setting the time of future meetings, and You had something else, Kim?
This is Kim, yes.
Mr. Chair, well, Ballas.
I was just Ballas recognized.
Ballas would like to be recognized.
Well, okay, hang on a second, Bella.
I sent a motion last month that should be on the agenda. We cannot approve an agenda when we don't know what's on it. Did you receive, I resent the motion from last month. Did everyone receive it? That goes on the agenda as unfinished business from last month. So we can't approve an agenda unless we know what is on there that we're considering tonight. Are there other motions that we don't know about?
Mr. Chair, this is
okay,
Bella.
Okay, hang on a second. All right, go ahead, Bella.
The minutes from the 3-5 Finance Committee, by the way, for everyone, for the record, have not been approved. Any motions that were pushed and submitted from that meeting cannot be considered in today's agenda. Thank you.
All right, somewhat extraneous. I sent around with the email all the motions that I had received, with the exception of the one that you I asked for, which is your motion about committee meetings. So that's a committee, that's under the consideration of motions for this committee.
Right, exactly.
Yes.
But that goes on the agenda under motions to consider. So everybody knows what it is. We have an idea of how long it'll take and they can look at it before a meeting.
Mr. Chair, again, the minute, Mr. Chair, may I be recognized?
No, you may not, Bella. We're talking about something else. This is a motion, an individual motion from Kim Kaufman to this committee. It has nothing to do with the Finance Committee.
Motions, have we approved today's agenda yet?
We have not, because we're considering it right now. So first I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda, and then we'll consider motions to amend it.
Chair, this is Lawrence. May I be recognized?
Yes, go ahead, Lawrence.
I believe we have to approve the draft agenda before we can entertain anything that's going to be put on, anything that's be proposed to be put on that agenda. So we need to approve the draft agenda first. And then we could go to other motions to be proposed.
Okay, thank you. It's not that we approve it. We move to approve it, and then we take amendments to add to it. It's not approved until we consider
the same thing, Chair.
Okay, thank you. So is there a motion?
This is Kim. May I be recognized?
Yes.
I'd like to move to approve the agenda, and then I'd also like to move to amend it.
Thank you.
So I'd like to add Beth's motion to it.
Excuse me. I'm sorry. Mr. Reyes, don't call out of turn. Right now, Ms. Kaufman has the floor.
I'd like to add Beth's motion to it. I'd like to add my motion about, fixing a time for the next meeting. And then I would like to include my motion from last month. So I'm not sure what order you want to put that in.
Okay, thank you. So let me ask where you want those on the agenda.
Well,
I take it the first two are housekeeping motions.
Yes,
so they would be
exactly.
Okay, thank you.
Right. And then I would like mine from last month to obviously be number one.
Under the motions considered. Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to those additions to the agenda?
Bella objects as a position of procedure. There has been no second to approve the agenda, and you have already considered motions to be added to it.
Chair, I have a point of order.
Okay, I'm sorry. I see Mr. Tatum has a hand up. My understanding has been that in committees we don't ask for seconds on motions, but maybe I'm wrong about that. Mr. Tatum, why don't you... Okay, what's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
My point of order is that you allow somebody to make a motion to approve the agenda, and then she went right into not taking a vote whether to approve the draft agenda. Then she went into a second motion. Come on now.
Okay, I'm sorry, Mr. Reyes, we do not vote on approving the draft agenda. We move the agenda, and then we consider motions to amend the agenda, and then we vote on the things that people want to add to the agenda. We do not have a vote on approving the draft agenda, because then you have to have a supermajority to change it. So I have a hand up for Mr. Tatum, who's the parliamentarian. I think he wishes to speak. And then I see two other hands.
Okay, Mr. Chair, are you recognizing me first?
Yes.
This is John Tatum. Okay, normally you don't need seconds on motions, but in this particular case, it would be good to have a second on the agenda, because there are people who want to add things. So it's not required always to have a second on a motion, but if you do have a second on a motion, that's okay too. So in the instant case, I think you should go with the second on approving the draft agenda, because there's so many things that are coming after that that will also have to be seconded as well. Because a lot of times people add things to the agenda that other people don't want on the agenda. So you have to recognize that at least two people have to be in favor of what's going to be amended, the person who's making a motion and somebody else who agrees with it. Now, one last thing. You also can amend the agenda by taking things off of it, deleting things. And so that's why I'm recommending that you use seconds, even though they're not always required. Thank you.
Point of order, Chair.
May I have the floor?
Well, I heard a point of order from Kim Kaufman, so hang on a moment. And there are several hands up before you, Mr. Goldstein. You can ask for the floor on the phone by pressing *9. Go ahead, Kim. What's your point of order?
Can I get a citation for that requiring a second in a committee? Because I'm not aware of anything in Roberts that says you need a second. In fact, I'm aware of it not saying that. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I had a whole series of hands up. This is still on the question of the agenda. Here's what I understand is currently before us. There was a motion to approve the draft agenda, and then there were motion to amend the draft agenda by adding three items. One is adding to housekeeping eliminating the chat function. The second is adding to housekeeping setting the time and date of the next meeting, and then specifying under the section that says motions for consideration by governance, a motion from Kim Kaufman regarding committee minutes being required and having the governance committee supervise the process to make sure that motions are minutes are posted to KPFDX from all committees. I don't think any of those require a second personally, so I'd like to move on. I have additional hands. I have Michael Heiss, Janine Roan, Myla Reese, and Raymond Goldstone. Michael Heiss.
Yes, thank you. I'm not sure where this fits in the order of things, but I would like to suggest that we add a time certain to the agenda, to where that goes. I see that by the minutes, the last meeting ended after midnight, and that's just not acceptable.
Yeah, there is a section in the draft agenda that was put up on KPFDX and sent out by email that has time certain for this meeting, and we'll get to it
after
we approve the agenda. Janine Roan, then Myla Reeson.
Thank you. I feel like we have stumbled into the same situation that was at the Finance Committee, where we are starting a meeting and we have people being considered members that are not members, that have not been at three consecutive meetings or been established as a member the prior year. So this, to me, we will be taking votes. And we're not even having a vote right now on whether we're approving the agenda. And so this is just, to me, this is very frustrating. And I'd like to see if we can double check, because I'm looking at the minutes that were distributed by Ralph, and there's people being regarded, Oye Ipo is regarded as a member. Christina is here now, but she was not at that meeting, so she would not have three consecutive meetings. So I just want to be clear on who exactly are the voting members on this, in this meeting right now. Otherwise, we can't take any votes, and we can't approve an agenda. We can't go any further.
Okay, thank you. Ralph, can you check back over the minutes of the last two meetings and see who at this meeting has been at both of those while we're taking this other business, and we'll deal with that. Thank you, Janine.
Mr. Chair, this is Kim.
Okay, there's several hands up before you, Kim, and you've spoken multiple times. So,
just sort of an informational, I made a spreadsheet earlier today. I can send that out.
Thank you. Please do so.
Okay.
I have Myla Reason and Raymond Goldstone. I see someone with a 706 area code and a hand up. Sorry, who is that?
Hello. Have you
Hang on a second, Myla.
Oh, sorry.
No, I see someone with a 706 area code and their hand up. They just muted themselves. Is
that's
this someone?
Me.
Huh?
That's me. That's
Oh, that's Sue Cone Johnson. Okay, thank you. All right, so please, Ralph, please note that Sue Cone Johnson is present. Apparently her audio doesn't work on her computer connection. So I have Myla next. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I just called Christina because I think that she was confused because she was elected by the KPFK local station board to serve on the governance committee of the PNB.
Gotcha. Thank you.
And she misunderstood, and so she has left our call. She and I both had a conflict tonight. We have another meeting that we were both supposed to be at. So she apologizes to everyone for the confusion, and that's what happened.
Thanks. Raymond?
Yes, I'd like some clarification from the chair. The motions that you, about which you sent material, that is membership on LSB committees, a motion from the fundraising committee, and material on CABS, are all three of those part of the existing draft agenda? And if so, where are they? I mean, where in the agenda?
Yeah, the issue regarding membership is based on a motion to rescind that was filed by Myla, and so it has to be put on the LSB agenda. The CAB would be something that would come through this committee, and so it would we would deal with it first here and then put it on the agenda for the LSB. The Finance Committee motion is already on the agenda for the LSB, or it's unfinished business from the LSB. And right. Kim's motion we just dealt with.
No, we didn't.
That's the fundraising?
No.
Request for information?
Yeah, hang on a second, Kim. There were motions from the fundraising committee, the governance committee, and the finance committee that were not dealt with at the last LSB meeting. They have to be put back on the LSB agenda. There's a motion from Kim Kaufman that she's asking, and it is my understanding that we were going to deal with as part of the section of this agenda that's about motions coming to this committee to adopt or reject, and then if we adopt them, they'll be put on the LSB agenda later in this meeting.
Okay. This is
Many
Kim.
Thanks.
I would like to be recognized.
Okay, there were hands up before you, but what is it, Kim?
Well, the third-party fundraising was on the last month's agenda. That doesn't come to this committee. My recollection is it was on the agenda for last time, and you just didn't get to it. And Janine's fundraising committee motion was on last month's agenda LSB agenda, so that doesn't come here either.
Right. I didn't say it comes here. I said we have to deal with those in terms of the LSB agenda, which is part of the work of this body, is to propose a draft agenda. So we will have to juggle the unfinished business and the new business and figure out how to deal with it and make a proposal at this meeting. That's what I said, and that's what I mean.
Okay, I misunderstood then.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella DeSoto.
Yeah, hang on a second, Bella. Yes, but so I was clarifying the issue. Sue Cohn Johnson and Bella are the next two people, and then Mr. Tatum has his hand up again. Sue?
Pass.
Okay, Bella?
Pass.
Yeah, thank you, Sue. Bella?
Yes, once again, I bring you to the top issue, the issue of clarifying and certifying who is a voting member on this committee. Until that is done, I suggest we do not conduct any more business.
Okay, thank you. I asked the secretary to check his minutes for the last two meetings.
Please let me finish. You allow Myla and Kim out of turn all the time, and I would like to finish my statement. It is your obligation to make sure that we have a clear list of who is the membership at this committee. And this has been a contingency now for months, which is being utilized by the Finance Committee, which is why it has not held a permanent chair election, because Kim Kaufman claims there is no such policy. I would like for you to be very verbose and state the policy as it stands, as it was amended on October 17th, 2021. Further, there is a motion that was passed by the LSB, by the Governance Committee 3 months ago, which dealt with the issue of muting people, right? But there was an amendment that was pushed, proposed by Sue Cohn Johnson. It was passed that the member needs to be given
point
the
of
right.
Order.
I'm sorry, please don't.
Is out of order. We need to, we can't have another meeting like last time.
Okay, thank you, Myla. You made your point. Please let the member finish, Myla. Bella, finish your statement, please.
Yes. And that amendment was to make sure that even though a member may be muted, if that motion is utilized equitably, then that member must also be permitted to cast its votes.
Okay,
and
thank you.
This is not what has been done at the Finance Committee, and this is the contingency here. So I would like for that motion to be brought back, and I want you to find that motion from January or February. Thank you.
Kim, if I could put on the stack, please.
Yeah, please raise your hand, Kim, as opposed to just calling out. I have Janine Rohn.
How do I do that?
If you're on your computer, under reactions, you can raise your hand. Okay. There's a hand raise function.
Don Tatum's been waiting.
Yes, I understand that. So is Janine Rohn. Janine, quickly, please.
Actually, I think John was before me. Go ahead.
Okay. All right, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yes, good evening.
You have to unmute.
I want to go back to the point I made earlier, because I'm noticing a stopgap in our training meeting the other day. We were talking about things that hold up the meeting. So even though Robert says that, in small committees, seconds are not always required. But Roberts also says if you want to second things, then you may. It's nothing wrong with that either. And so what I'm recommending for this group, since it's got hung up right here, is to require seconds, and we'll get through this. Someone can second a motion to approve the agenda, and then each amendment, whether it's to add or to delete something, they have to be voted on one by one.
Okay.
Amendment
Thank you.
needs to be second.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. So, again, I'd like to, Ralph, I want to, I see your hand up, Kim, but I'd like to call on Ralph to read what he considers to be the list of members of the committee based on looking at the last two, meetings and this one, which is three in a row. Ralph, you need to unmute yourself. Ralph Hawkins, thank you.
Yeah. There's only two members in question. Oye Oyeyepo and King Riley have not been present for the last three meetings. Andrew Weiss has been present for two meetings until being absent now. So the only ones that I would consider in question aren't present. That leaves Grace Aaron, Alan Beek, Fred Blair, Sue Cohen Johnson, Marisol Cruz, Bella DeSoto, Raymond Goldstone, myself, Michael Heiss, Eric Jacobson, Kim Kaufman, Myla Reason, Lawrence Reyes, Ziri Rideau, and I gotta double check her, Paul Roberson, Janine Roan, Ruth Strauss, Polina Vasiliev, Beth Von Guten, and Michael Novick.
Okay, on that list, we have to have a max. There can only be a maximum of 12 LSB members. All right, go ahead, Kim.
Well, I have very different numbers than Ralph. I haven't seen Paulina on this committee in months, or Ziri. And my the spreadsheet I just sent around does not have either of them on there. Andrew Weiss, according to the spreadsheet, was only on one meeting. So this is, you know, again, problematic.
Mr. Chair, this is Bella.
Yeah, hang on a second, Bella. Janine has a hand up.
Okay.
And please, use the hand raise function. It's star 9 if you're on the phone.
Yes.
Janine?
Yeah, I was just going to point out the same thing. There are people on the minutes that were distributed that are mentioned as absent. The members that are absent that are not members. So it's just very confusing. That's all. And the other thing is, if we were to have a vote to, approve the agenda, I would actually be voting no. And so I don't know whether to bring that up now. Why? There's an item that shouldn't have been on it last month, which I brought up, and it's again seems to be on the agenda again this month, which is there was business, and I know it seems like it's about the finance committee, but there was the policy was intact at the last finance committee where it was forwarded to this committee to be re-evaluated, and that shouldn't have happened. And there was, it was out of order for the chair to do that. And, it's been spelled out in long emails that nobody has the time to read, but the idea that it got forwarded here for the governance committee to take on is just, it's improper, procedure.
Okay, thank you. The policy is here because there was a motion to rescind it that was announced at the last meeting by Myla Reason. So we have to put that motion to rescind on the LSB agenda. I see Bella DeSoto and then Kim, and let's please try to move and finalize the agenda for this meeting.
Yes, I agree with Janine Ron, and if there is a motion to rescind that motion from the Finance Committee, I did not know about it. Where is that language? And do you know about it? And I do not know about it, or others.
No, the motion to rescind, the question was raised about why the policy was attached to the announcement of this meeting. The policy was attached to this meeting because there was a motion to rescind the policy that Myla Reason announced body.
No. There's a major confusion here. This motion was passed by the LSB last year, and it was finally amended on October 17th, 2021. Why would there be any challenge to that motion from the Finance Committee? Is the question.
We're not talking about a challenge to the motion. I'm sorry, Bella, you're not listening to what I said. The reason I distributed the policy again to the body was because there was a motion noticed at the last LSB meeting to rescind the membership policy. So that's why it's on the agenda, because we have to put that motion to rescind on the LSB agenda. I want to move on to the agenda of this meeting, please.
Okay.
My hand raised.
Yes, go ahead, Kim.
I would like to move that we wait for the LSB for that motion to be rescinded and then take it up at the next governance meeting. There are
okay, you can't anticipate what the LSB will do. That motion is out of order.
Okay, accepted. Point taken. I mean, you know.
Yes, the point is taken. Stop, please.
But the motion doesn't make sense, Michael. The policy doesn't make sense.
We're not discussing the policy at this meeting.
Well, some people are.
You're out of order. Please, stop.
Well, why don't you tell the other people who are talking about it?
I tried to stop all of them, and I'm interrupting you as I interrupted them to explain again. That policy is not on this agenda for discussion.
But the members are. And then I'd like to add, you know, if you want to follow the policy, then we should add an election for chair tonight. So let's add an election for chair tonight.
Okay, I'll take that as an additional motion to amend the agenda. So again, there... There are several additions to the agenda that were proposed. I'm going to go through the list. Is there any opposition to discussing when to have the next meeting, time and date, under housekeeping?
I object to approving the agenda, Mr. Chair. Bella DeSoto.
Fine, thank you. I hear your objection is noted, but we're not dealing with that. Is there any objection to the amendment to the agenda to add a discussion under housekeeping at the beginning of the meeting to set the time and date of the next meeting?
I hear no objection. Bella DeSoto, object.
Okay, we only have one objection that I've heard.
I object.
There are two objections. We're going to take a vote. And if you object to voting, you know, I don't know what to say.
Point of order.
We're voting on, Chair.
Point of order.
We're voting on the first motion to amend the agenda to add an item to the agenda under housekeeping to set the time and date of the next meeting.
Point of order.
Thank you. What's your point of order, Ms. Kaufman?
My understanding is that, that motions added to the agenda, they do not get voted on in committees. They just get added, and then you debate them up or down when we get to it on the agenda. So voting whether to add them or not now is out of order. Just put them on the agenda. We vote them up or down when we get there. That's how it works in committees.
Chair?
Okay, hang on a second. I'm sorry. What's your point of order, Mr. Reyes?
That is completely false.
Okay, thank you.
The parliamentarian is there.
Yes. Mr. Tatum, regarding setting the agenda for this meeting, since there were objections to something that somebody wanted added, do we have to vote on the item to add it to the agenda? Please mute if you're not speaking. There's a lot of noise coming over somebody's line. I don't know who it is. It's not lighting up. Mr. Tatum, can you unmute yourself?
You have to vote on about everything. Yeah.
You don't have good bandwidth, Mr. Tatum.
You can't. Okay, I'll come back in later.
All right. Okay, I see a hand up from
our band.
I'm sorry?
Are you able to hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to say that because of the turmoil that's going on right now, Mr. Chair, you're going to have a second on everything. And I repeated this earlier when I made my statement. Everything has to be seconded. I know small committees sometimes let
okay.
you go, but I think...
That's not the question I asked you. The point of order is raised that we don't have to vote on adding items to the agenda. We just deal with them when we get to them. Do you say that we have
that's
to
not
vote?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. So,
correct.
Is there a second for Kim's motion to add the time and date of the next meeting to this agenda?
A second.
Okay, thank you. I heard two objections, so we're going to vote on that.
Didn't he say that you don't have to vote?
No, he said that we do.
Well, I'd like a citation.
Chair, Lawrence, I'd like to be recognized.
Okay, Mr. Reyes, there's several hands up before you if it's just under discussion about this. I would like to try to move this so we can actually get to our business.
Well, I would like some discussion because if this gets on the agenda, that means the potential of the time being changed.
Oh,
and I get out of work, you know.
Okay, if it's yes, I understand that, but we're not going to discuss the motion on its merits. We're only discussing putting it on the agenda.
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Did we get a citation for that?
Please don't call out. Grace Aaron has the next hand up.
Okay. First of all, people are speaking more than two times on this item, which is agenda approval, and that shouldn't be permitted. I propose that we end discussion on agenda approval and approve the agenda as it is with the additional items that have been suggested. That's the first thing. And I propose that we accept Ralph Hawkins' list of members, excluding those on the list who are not present tonight. Those are my three proposals. Number one, that we end discussion on this agenda, on the approval of the agenda. Number two, that we accept all the items that have been suggested so far. In just approving the agenda.
Okay, one at a time, Grace.
Okay. All right. First, that we end discussion on this item, which is agenda approval. Number two, I mean, do you want to do them as separate?
Yeah, no. So is there any objection to ending?
Okay. Go ahead.
That's right. Well, you have to make your motion actually before we end the discussion because your motion is part of the discussion. You're moving to accept the agenda with all the amendments that were proposed. Is that right?
Correct. And that we accept Ralph Hawkins' list of members of this committee, excluding those who are not present tonight.
I'm sorry, please, somebody has music or something in the background.
Actually, Mr.
Point
Chair,
of, point
I
of
have
information,
a,
please. May I just ask for some clarification? This is Myla.
Yeah. What's your question, Myla?
Grace, I'm not clear what you mean by excluding. Can you be more clear?
Okay. All right. If somebody is absent tonight, and that absence would exclude them from membership on this committee. I'm not sure, maybe Ralph or Michael can tell us if, I believe it's Zira Rideau and King Riley, who are not present.
And Andrew Weiss.
And Andrew Weiss, right. So if they are now ineligible.
There's more.
Okay. So anyway, Ralph, do you have a list of people who are eligible committee members?
As opposed to the ones that are absent?
Well, are the ones who are absent, does that take them off this committee? Does that disqualify them from membership on this committee?
Marisol Cruz has missed two meetings in a row.
She's here.
And
Marisol is here at the meeting.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
Okay, did she, or was she qualified to be a member on this committee prior to that? She couldn't possibly have had attended three meetings in a row and still have been absent once or twice.
I think this would be her third meeting.
I've been present in previous meetings.
We need to be clear, three consecutive meetings in a row, please.
Yes, she has been present at three consecutive meetings before.
Thank you. Good.
Okay, so do you have a list now? So I'd like to accept Ralph's list if he has one. Do you have a list of people who have who are qualified to be on this committee?
Yes.
Okay.
Please stop calling out.
Okay. So I would like to suggest that as part of my motion that we accept Ralph's list, and somebody can ask, Ralph, can you call off your list of names before we continue this motion?
Yes. Grace Aaron, Alan Beek, Fred Blair, Sue Cohen-Johnson, Marisol Cruz, Bella DeSoto, Raymond Goldstone, Ralph Hawkins, Michael Heiss, Eric Jacobson, Kim Kaufman, Myla Reason, Lawrence Reyes, Paul Roberson, Janine Roan, Ruth Strauss, Beth Von Guten, and Michael Novick.
Okay, so as part of my motion, I would make it that we accept Ralph's list, which he just verbalized. So the motion has three parts: ending debate, accepting all of the agenda, including all the proposed agenda items, and accepting Ralph's membership list for this committee.
Second.
Thank you. Any objections?
Who made the second?
Oh, that was
Myla Reason.
Myla Reason made the second.
Okay, hearing no objection, that's accomplished. So we're going to move on the agenda to some of the housekeeping items. The first one is to set a time certain for adjournment. I point out it's already 8:30. Yes,
Mr. Chair, this is Bella. May I be recognized?
Go ahead.
I object to the time certain, as we have lost too much time already. We suffered a quorum attack a meeting ago, two meetings ago, which is why we are where we are today. No fault of my own or you or some of us. And therefore, I object to a time certain. I move that we take care of our business today and clean house today, tonight. Thank you.
Thank you.
I would like a second.
I'll second.
Okay, so
that's
a motion to dispense with a time certain for this meeting and to continue until we finish our business. It was made and seconded. That's what's on the floor for discussion. I asked, is there any discussion of that? I see some hands up. Okay, Michael Heiss.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Given that we've already wasted an hour, if this thing goes more than another hour or so, it's just unconscionable. And we should stop with the bickering at the beginning and start the business immediately to end the meeting like the last one did at 12:14 a.m. is just downright silly. And it's unfair to the members who have other things to do with their lives. than attend meetings where people argue and nothing gets done. Set a time certain, no extensions, and let's get on with business, please.
I have my hand up.
Yeah, go ahead, Kim.
I move to time certain at 10 o'clock.
Second.
All right, so that's a substitute motion with a time certain of 10 p.m. It was made and seconded. That's what's currently on the floor. Is there any objection besides Bella's to that? I heard your objection, Bella. I said, is there any? Okay. I don't want to waste a lot of time discussing it. I'd like to move to a vote. Ralph, can you call the roll on a time certain of 10?
I did want to mention one thing. If there was discussion.
No.
Well,
no
discussion. If I knew what order we were going in addressing these different, items, I would be able to judge what would fall off at the end of 10 o'clock, but I have no way of knowing what order we're going in.
The order is in the agenda that was distributed. It's after we deal with these bits of housekeeping, which include approving the minutes. We're going to consider the motions that were submitted for governance consideration. That's the one from Kim about requiring minutes and the governance committee enforcing it, and a motion from the CAB development committee to put on the agenda for the LSB to launch the CAB and approve a membership. Then we will move on to the LSB meeting as a whole. Drafting an agenda for the LSB meeting as a whole.
We're voting on a time certain, I believe.
Yes, we're voting on a time certain. That was a point of information and it was answered. So, Ralph, please call the roll on a time certain of 10.
Okay, calling the roll. Grace Aaron.
Yes.
Okay. Alan Beek.
The motion is to end the meeting at 10 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
I vote yes.
Alan votes yes. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Fred votes yes. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Yes.
Sue votes yes. Marisol Cruz?
Pass.
Marisol passes. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Raymond Goldstone?
Yes.
Raymond votes yes. Ralph Hawkins abstains. Michael Heiss?
Emphatically yes.
Thank you, Michael. Eric Jacobson?
Pass.
Eric passes. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Kim votes yes. Myla Reason?
Emphatically yes.
Thank you, Myla. Lawrence Reyes?
Abstain.
Lawrence abstains. Paul Roberson?
I abstain.
Paul abstains. Janine Rohn?
No.
Janine votes no. Ruth Strauss? Ruth Strauss?
She's on the call and not muted.
I'm sorry, vote yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Ruth votes yes. Beth Von Gutten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Michael abstains. Circling back. Marisol Cruz?
Abstain.
Marisol abstains. Eric Jacobson?
Abstain.
Okay, one moment. I have 10 yes votes,
Hi.
2 no votes. And 6
I seven. Have another basket back there, plus this one, and I need to...
Okay, just ignore that. She's muted.
What was that vote count again, Ralph?
10 yes, 2 no, and 6 abstentions.
Okay, thank you.
That's not a two-third. That is not a two-third.
Don't need two-thirds to set a time certain to adjourn, Bella. It's okay. Just a majority. The majority is ruled. The time certain is 10 p.m. I'd like timekeepers for items and speakers. Any volunteers? ninety seconds per speaker, and as Grace reminded us, not more than twice on a topic.
I'll volunteer to keep time for speakers.
Okay, thank you. We didn't set times for the items at this point, but we're going to, if we follow that rule, we'll hopefully move through it. I see a bunch of hands up, and I'm not sure why. Myla, Raymond, Bella, and Eric.
I'll lower mine.
Pass.
Thank you, please. All right, thank you. Raymond, was that you passing, or?
Yes.
Thank you. All right, the next...
I'd like to speak, Michael.
My hand go ahead, Eric. Yeah, go ahead.
I would like us to attend to the traditional order of business of this committee, which is to agendize the LSB meeting at the top of the rest of our agenda. You know, it looks to me like there's enough other items that we will not, by 10 o'clock, actually do the business of this committee. I've been on this committee since I joined the LSBs in December 2019. We have had a history of smoothly calendaring as our major priority the LSB meetings so that they're orderly. So I strongly commend to my colleagues that we prioritize that feature of the rest of our agenda and make sure we get it out of the way. And then with the balance, by 10 o'clock, if possible, but for sure, the LSB meeting. That's what we're here for, people. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. The problem is that we do have a couple items that have to go through this committee to get on the LSB agenda. So we'll try to move as expeditiously as we can. next item would be, setting a date and time for the next meeting. Kim, you have a hand up?
Whatever date, I don't care about the date, but I would like the time for the next governance meeting to be at 4 o'clock in the afternoon or 5 o'clock, but not 7:30.
I object, Bella DeSoto.
Okay, I know there are quite a number of people on the committee who can't meet that early. Miley had a hand up. And then Lawrence.
I too would like to see the meeting start earlier. 7:30 is way too late for me.
Okay, Mr. Reyes?
Yeah, I don't mind the meeting starting a little early, like 6 o'clock or so, something like that, because that will give me enough time to get home, maybe eat something, like I'm eating snacks right now because I didn't get home in time. Okay. So I would move to amend that we meet at 6 o'clock.
Okay, is there a second for that?
I second that motion.
Okay, thank you. Is there any objection to having the next meeting set? It's usually the Wednesday before the LSB, whenever that is, at 6 p.m.
And that was Paul Roberson, I believe, who seconded that motion.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
Bella objects?
Of course.
Mr. Chair, can you ask Myla
Yes, Ms. Reason, please don't make comments about other people. What is your objection, Bella?
7:30 works just fine for me.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, do we have to have a vote on 6 o'clock?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, Mr. Roberson's hand up. I don't know if you want to pick it.
Who has a hand up?
Paul Roberson.
Paul.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say, you know, whether it's 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, you know, these meetings would go a lot faster if we were just, you know, respectful and we without all the stops. So like all the stops right now, like the meeting started at 7:30. We've literally been going back and forth for an entire hour. So, you know, those people call earlier meeting, let's keep that in context and, you know, think about that.
Thank you. All right. We're going to vote on 6 o'clock because everything seems to need a vote here. Ralph, call the roll. You have to unmute, Ralph. Unmute.
Who seconded that motion?
Paul Robeson.
For 6 o'clock?
Yeah.
Okay. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Oh, I like that. Alan Beek?
Voting yes for 6 o'clock.
Got it, Alan. Thank you. Fred Blair?
I pass.
Fred passes. Sue Cohen-Johnson?
Abstain.
Sue Abstain. Marisol Cruz?
Yes.
Marisol, yes. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella votes no. Raymond Goldstone?
In favor, yes.
Thank you, Raymond. Ralph votes yes. Michael Heiss?
Yes.
Thank you, Michael. Eric Jacobson?
Yes.
Eric, yes. Kim Kaufman?
Yes.
Thank you, Kim. Myla Reason?
Yes.
Myla votes yes. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Lawrence, yes. Janine Roan?
Yes.
Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Thank you. Ruth Strauss?
You have to unmute, Ruth. Go on, please. Okay. Come back there.
Beth Von Guten?
Yes.
Beth votes yes. Michael Novick?
Yes.
Going back, Fred Blair?
Refresh my memory. What were we voting on?
6 o'clock starting time for future meetings.
I'm sorry, repeat?
6 p.m. starting time for future meetings of the Governance Committee.
Fred votes yes.
Okay, Fred votes yes. Ruth Strauss? Ruth?
She hasn't unmuted. Just consider it an abstention or not voting.
Okay.
Did you catch my vote? I'm sorry. This thing keeps telling me push star six. If you got my vote, that's fine.
No, at 6 o'clock starting time, how do you vote?
I put abstain. I'll go with whatever anybody
wants. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, very good. I have 15 yes, 1 no, and 2 abstentions.
Okay, thank you. So the time certain for future meeting, 6 p.m., and I'll change that on the Zoom and on the kpftx.org.